به نام خدا. سلام. سامانه باریستایی که وارد کشورمون شده بود امروز همچنان به فعالیت خودش در شمال شرق و شرق کشور ادامه داده و برای این نواحی آسمانی ابری همراه با بارش باران و برف رو خواهیم داشت که به تدریج از میزان بارندگی ها در این نواحی کاسته شده و این سامانه باریستا از اواخر وقت از مرزهای شمال شرق از کشورمون خارج میشه. در روز دوشنبه هم سامانه باریستایی وارد کشور میشه که از روز دوشنبه بعد از اون برای استانهای واقع در شمال غرب و غرب کشورمون آسمانی ابری رو پیش بینی میکنیم که در این نواحی همراه با بارش باران خواهد بود در مناطق سردسی و منطقه بارندگی ها به صورت برفه. طی روز سه‌شنبه سامانه گسترده تر شده جنوب غرب کشور رو هم در بر میگیره و برای جنوب غرب کشورمون هم آسمانی ابری رو همراه با بارش باران و برف خواهیم داشت. در روز چهارشنبه علاوه بر نوار غربی کشورمون برای استانهای باختر از اواخر دریای خزر دامنه‌های ارتوش و به تدریج شمال شرق کشورمون آسمانی ابری رو پیش بینی می‌کنیم که در این نواحی همراه با بارش باران خواهد بود و در مناطق سردسی و مرتفع بارندگی‌ها به صورت برف خواهد بود. اما از لحاظ دمایی که امروز با توجه به استقرار کم فشار بر روی کشورمون و همچنین افزایش چشیده شدن دما به سمت سواحل دریای خزر افزایش دما رو برای اکثر نقاط کشورمون بین 6 تا 8 درجه پیش بینی می‌کنیم که این افزایش دما طی امروز و فردا در اکثر نقاط کشور ادامه داره و برای سواحل دریای خزر این افزایش دما رو بین 7 تا 11 درجه پیش بینی می‌کنیم که همراه با وزش باد گرم در این نواحیه. همونطور که امروز اشاره کردیم افزایش دما رو داشتیم و در حال حاضر نسبت به روز گذشته اردبیل و زاهدان 9 درجه، ارومیه، زنجان و ساری 6 درجه، تبریز، بجنورد و همدان هم نسبت به روز گذشته همین موقع 5 درجه افزایش دما پیدا کردند. از توجه و همراهی شما سپاسگزارم. خدا نگهدار.
That's a piece by Florent Gies. The piece is called Information. It's from a larger work called Artifacts, a series of short pieces for cello, and as we heard, electronics also, performed here by Nick Fotinos live in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio at WFMT. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, coming to you live. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hey, Seth. It's great.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Absolutely. It. My pleasure.
This is one of the pieces you're going to be performing live on the Thirsty Ears Festival this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. How did you come to play this piece?
This is actually the title track from my album that I released last year called Petite Artifacts. And so this work by Florent Gies was really sort of the impetus for me to begin thinking about a solo album and begin thinking about all of these small pieces that I played over the years and collect them all. So I've been doing a lot of concerts with this and other pieces from the album.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So for our listeners, the Thirsty Ears Festival is Chicago's only classical music street festival, happening Saturday and Sunday on Wilson Avenue between Ravenswood and Hermitage. And Nick's set will be Sunday at 3 p.m. Nick, tell us more about your set for the Thirsty Ears Festival.
Sure. So it's largely a lot of work that I can do just by myself with electronics. And mostly from the album. There are a few other pieces, though. I'm doing actually a piece that our flutist, Nate Blackbird, Natalie Joachim, just wrote called Dam Wen Yo. That's just really, really beautiful, features her singing in it. Absolutely stunning piece. So that as well. And yeah, just really fun pieces. I've just had a blast like performing these live. I'm super happy to do them outside. I've never done that before, so that should be cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's always unpredictable,
yeah.
As you can expect. It's outdoors, after all. But it does look like we have good weather. Well, tonight, the broadcast, again, live in the Levin studio, is a sneak preview, a special preview of some of the things, a very exciting preview, but a very small amount of the things that you're going to hear overall at the Street Festival. Let's hear some more from Nick. What are we going to hear now?
So this is two more movements by Florent. This is Game and then Flowers.
Great. Let's hear these pieces from Florent Gis from Petit Artifacts, performed by Nick Fotinos. Live from the Levin studio, we are live, and sometimes things happen with electronics when we're live, so we're going to start that piece over again. And this piece again is called Flowers, Florent Gis. What's going on, Nick?
Well, this happens sometimes with electronics, and especially this one, which is a looping piece. I am going to do a completely different movement that is actually just completely acoustic.
Which movement is it?
This is called Factory. And actually, despite the title, it's actually it's a very beautiful piece. The Factory just kind of refers to the way it's composed, but it's actually very elegiac.
Okay.
This is Factory, also by Florent Gis. ¶¶
That's a beautiful piece called Factory, music of Florent Gis from Artifacts or Petite Artifacts. And again, this is from your solo album recently released.
Yes, just last year. So awesome. 17 tracks. So there's a lot of Petite Artifacts on it. So a lot of really, really great music. And I'll be doing a good number of the works from the album.
Well, this is the kind of thing Florent has to be careful of because he could be doing Petite Artifacts for years down the road.
Oh, yeah. His stuff is great. Like, he has such a great, it's almost like a pop music sensibility, the way that he writes and thinks about music. And a lot of things like Game that we just heard is very much taken from that world of like 8-bit sounds and Atari. It's like some like lost Atari game soundtrack in a way.
Great. And Nick said again, we'll be Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Thirsty Ears Festival. Thanks again, Nick. Appreciate you for being here. Again tonight, we are live in the Faye and Daniel Levin studio at WFMT. This is a Thirsty Ears sneak preview. I love sneak previews. I like to get a little peek at what's to come. The Thirsty Ears Festival is in its third year. It's hosted by Access Contemporary Music. Again, it happens on Wilson Avenue in Chicago between Ravenswood and Hermitage. And the idea, I started the festival, and my idea was that I wanted to have a street festival exactly like a normal Chicago street festival, with beer, with food vendors, with regular vendors. Everything would be exactly the same, except it would be all classical music. That was the idea, and that's what we're doing, and it's been a lot of fun. Next up are the Calumet Chamber Musicians, and I'm speaking with Amy Wirtz. They're from... Amy, thanks. Welcome.
Hi, Seth.
We're going to hear your own music. What are we going to hear?
Oh, well, we're going to hear two parts of a suite that I wrote. It's actually the first piece that I ever wrote once I moved to Chicago. I wrote it between 2008 and 2010. It's a suite. It's called the La Suite, and I use that title referring to the musical note La in the scale. And so every piece in the suite starts on the note A, which is known as La, and each movement in the suite also has kind of a theme to it. So the movements that we're going to hear tonight are titled Love and Lauda, and they follow longing and a lament and life. So it's kind of taking us from one part to the other part of life.
I hope my life has more than two parts.
Hey, there's five parts, okay?
Well, that's fantastic. So we're going to hear John Wachala on flute. We're going to hear Amy Wirtz herself playing her music. This is two movements from La, Suite for Flute and Piano, and the Calumet Chamber Musicians are going to be there at the Street Festival on Saturday at 6 p.m. They're going to be playing a 7.5-foot Yamaha, very generously provided by Pianoforte. So thank you to Thomas Zoles for providing that piano and being our piano sponsor, because the first year we put any old piano out on the street and, well, it wasn't that great. So we're very pleased to have a real piano. And now we'll hear John Wachala and Amy Wirtz perform Love and Lauda from the suite La.
Thank you.
That's music from the Calumet Chamber Musicians, performed live here in the Levin Studio, and we heard Amy Wirtz on piano and John Wachala on flute. The music was from Amy Wirtz. It's called La, Suite for Flute and Piano, and they will be performing live on the Thirsty Ears Festival this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday, both days beginning at 1 o'clock, Chicago's only classical music street festival. And tonight's broadcast of Relevant Tones live in the Levin Studio at WFMT is a sneak preview of said street festival. We're really, really excited to be able to bring this to you. The group that we're going to hear now is called the Zaffa Collective. I'm really, really excited about this set, and I'm talking to Hannah Christensen. Very quickly, tell me about the Zaffa Collective.
Zaffa is, well, we're actually the same age as Thirsty Ears. This is going to be our third season. And we are now an octet. We've just added a permanent pianist to our ensemble. So tonight we have the string quartet that lives inside the ensemble, but there are eight of us. And we are a new music ensemble, and we, on every one of our programs, at least 75% of our works are by female composers, composers of color, LGBTQ composers, otherwise underrepresented in classical music.
And what you're going to play for us now is called Middle Ground by Shelley Washington.
Yes.
Just talk a little bit about that piece for me.
So Shelley wrote this, I believe, 3 years ago when she first moved to New York City from Kansas. And it's about being homesick for the Midwest. And we felt that it would be appropriate to play at Thirsty Ears in Chicago. We were all kind of scattered around the country for the summer, and we've come back together in the Midwest for this performance.
That's great. All right, we're going to hear it right now. So these are the members of the Zaffa Collective. This is a string quartet. Again, the piece is called Middle Ground by Shelley Washington. You can hear this and some other music by Zaffa Collective Sunday at 7 p.m. And here they are now to perform. Thank you. Music by composer Shelley Washington, performed live here in the Levin studio. We heard a piece called Middle Ground, performed by the Zappa Collective. And we heard Emmalinda Escobar and Hannah Christensen violins, Yelly Taylor viola, and Audrey Q. Sinclair. I'm sorry, Audrey Q. Snyder on cello. And we're going to move on now to our next performer, who is going to be David Schrader. But first, I'm going to tell you that you're tuned to a special broadcast of Relevant Tones coming to you live tonight, as I said, from the Levin Performance Studio. We've heard works performed by Nick Votinos and the Zappa Collective and the Calumet Chamber Musicians, all of which you can see tomorrow and Sunday at the third annual Thirsty Ears Festival. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you'd like to get a playlist of the music that we featured on tonight's show, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. And my guest is David Schrader. David, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Seth. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, you know, one of the first shows that we did actually was on the return to improvisation, which at one time was an important part of the classical music performance practice.
Kind of fell out of use
for a while and is back, I think, now.
You know, I don't think it ever disappeared in the organ playing community because, you know, in liturgies, you always have the problem of, you know, a minute to go and the music is through. What in the hell am I going to do? This has been cultivated by the, especially the French virtuosi. But in the world of classical music, other instruments have taken a while to catch up again.
And your set at the Thirsty Ears Festival Sunday at 1 p.m. is entirely improvised. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
there will be a suite in four movements, and we'll divulge those to you at the... there's a prelude, and I don't remember... Oh, yeah, there's a sort of a... It'll be a lyrical type of thing for the second movement. And then... A cat on a tear, or frantic cat for the third movement, and then it'll end with a dance for a person who one of whose legs is shorter than the other.
Okay.
And then there will be a less formal piece called a mistscape, and then I'll do a sonata in one movement to end the 50-minute set. But tonight... It's funny. I was sort of thinking about a toccata, and then having heard the Sappho Collective do this splendid piece, which I liked very much, I thought I'd probably better change rhythm. And so what I've chosen to do is my husband and I have just changed phone services from Verizon to T-Mobile. So I'm going to give you a valse macabre sur le thème de T-Mobile.
All right. Well, this is a world premiere for sure. We've never had anyone do this on Relevant Tones before. Pianist David Schrader performing live here, and an all improvised piece, an homage, as it were, to a phone company. Thank you. Thank you. A live improvisation from David Schrader. This is a danse macabre, or a ringtone macabre. I don't know how to say that in French. If you have T-Mobile, you recognize much of that, although it's a little chirpier in the T-Mobile version. At any rate, an all-improvised performance here in the Levin studio. And again, tonight is a sneak preview of the Thirsty Ears Festival. This is Chicago's only classical music street festival happening this weekend, and you don't want to miss it. We're going to hear all of the great performers that we've heard tonight performing live on the street, but we're also going to hear the Chicago Composers Orchestra. On Sunday, if you know the great piece by Terry Riley in C, really a seminal piece, the Loyola University Technology Ensemble has arranged it for laptops. So bring your laptop. You download a little app. It doesn't take very long. They've done a very ingenious job of syncing it up so that you can play along with this piece in C. That'll be in the All Saints Church on Sunday at 2 o'clock. We're also on Saturday at sundown. Access Contemporary Music has another project called the Sound of Silent Film Festival, in which we seek out modern silent films from all over the world, short films, and we then commission composers to score those films and perform the music live to the films, usually at the Music Box or at the Davis Theater. But I thought it'd be fun to do it on the street, so I rented a ginormous screen, and at sundown on Saturday, we'll be doing that on the street too. Our next performers now are Josephine Young and Trevor Patrick Watkin, and they are wonderful performers in their own right, but on the street festival, they're representing the ACM School of Music. And I'm talking to Josephine now. What are you going to play for us?
Well, the first piece is going to be by one of my best friends, Mauricio Arias. He's a Colombian composer.
What's the piece called?
It's called Arizona Mirage, and this is actually the Midwest premiere of this piece. In his own words, it's a remembrance and mirage, something that we see or want but can't quite reach.
Okay. That's fantastic. This piece is for solo piano. So let's hear Josephine performing this now. Midwest premiere of Arizona Mirage, one of the pieces that she'll be performing on the Thirsty Ears Street Festival this weekend. Thank you. The piece is called Arizona Mirage, performed live here in the Levin Studio by Josephine Young as part of our Thirsty Ears preview. So that's one of the pieces that you'll hear at the Street Festival. I'm joined now by Trevor Patrick Watkin.
Hello.
Tell us about the piece you guys are going to play now.
I'm playing a piece called On a Windswept Plain, which is something that I wrote as an undergrad, and this was a time in my life when I hadn't begun second-guessing myself as much as I do now as a composer, and additionally, every pianist that I've ever played with has left their mark on this piece. I always wind up changing the score. It was written about 18 years ago, and it's sort of a through line to my career. As we get older, as we get more involved as musicians, we become more cynical and more jaded, and keeping this piece around and performing it as much as possible is a way of keeping me grounded as an artist and kind of a reminder of where I've come. And that's why I put it on this program, because it's a way of sharing that with the people who attend the festival.
I have nothing to add to that. That's fantastic. Let's hear On a Windswept Plain by Trevor Patrick Watkin, who will also hear performing on flute with Josephine Young.
Thank you.
On a Windswept Plane, music by Trevor Patrick Watkin, who we heard performing on flute with Josephine Young, piano. Both of them are great performers. They're also teachers at the ACM School of Music. Trevor is also the director of operations there. They'll be representing the school on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Thirsty Ears Festival. We've heard this incredible range of music tonight, and this is just the contemporary music aspect of the festival, because Relevant Tones is a show dedicated to contemporary music. But looking at the lineup here, we're also going to hear Chopin, Beethoven, Busoni, Bartok, Brahms, Debussy, the great cello sonata, all kinds of music. I wanted to showcase classical music. I think the word classical is either meaningless or it's as broad a definition as possible, and I guess I choose the latter. So that's what we're trying to showcase at the Thirsty Ears Festival. You can find out more at acmusic.org, again, happening tomorrow and Sunday. Today's broadcast of Relevant Tones was co-produced by Sarah Zwinklis and Rebecca Neistat and engineered by Eric Arunas. Heather McDougall is the project manager. Special thanks to David Polk, Michael Sangabino, Andy Lamoureux, Dennis Moore, Robbie Ellis, and Joshua Savageau.